Blog Talk Radio.
This is Journey of the Light. This is a show you can come to relax. Peace, love, and light. We're here every night for you, a place to go to get away from your daily troubles, because, you know, we all need that. Something that you can get away from your daily troubles.
Killing feels, is there a time?
about all the things that you said was yours and mine. Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore? You pledge your only son. What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice the crying earth as we make sure?
Hour number 3 of Journey into the Light. Welcome back, Sandra.
Hello.
We got a great guest coming up here.
Yes,
and Melissa C. from New York City, first time on Journey into the Light, psychic medium. And we invite you guys to call into the show. We're doing free readings this hour, of course. 347-884-8245. Light up the lines. Have open lines here, so I'll call on in and we'll get you in for a free reading here shortly. And I just want to mention everybody, this is a new show, new hour, new people will be listening. And the last chance I'll have the opportunity to make the announcement again of our special show tomorrow night, Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern. It's going to be a show like no other show we've done. John Overholt, who's been a friend of mine from Australia, most of you guys know his story. He's been, the past year, he's got diagnosed with brain cancer. Since then, he's undergone treatment and surgeries and chemo and all that, and to really no avail. And he sent me a letter a couple of days ago asking if I would do his final goodbye show. So we're doing that Friday night, and he's got a powerful message for everybody, and we're inviting everybody also to call in to wish him well, or he's open to any questions also. So that's tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern. I hope you all will be here for support, learning. When someone goes that close to the end, I think the veil really opens up, and they see and learn so much. And I think he's got something really powerful for all of us to listen, to learn from. And I know there's a lot of people, you know, that either are going through a situation like that, or a lot of people knowing friends or family members, and or, you know, ourselves down the road could be in that situation. So I think it's very going to be a really, really great show, very powerful, and, you know, something for all of us to take from it. And he's a beautiful man, an angel on earth, and anyway. So I hope you all can be here.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, Sandra. Let's
bring
go
on
ahead
Melissa.
And join on. And let's bring on from New York City. This is Melissa C. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you, Mike. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you doing?
I am very good. I'm quite excited to be here tonight with you guys and get to share my gift with you and your listeners. It's truly a privilege.
We're excited to have you here.
Thank you.
What part of New York City do you live?
I was actually born and raised in Brooklyn, so I do have a little bit of an accent.
Not to me, you don't.
But I grew up in Chelsea in the city and also in Brooklyn, and I currently reside in Staten Island, which is about 15 minutes right outside the city.
Perfect.
Is that Staten Island? Is that close to Long Island where Sandra is at?
No.
It's not?
We're not too far away from each other. I mean, we're close. We're closer than you, Mike.
Yes,
yeah,
that is true.
So. In Oklahoma.
They're all little islands that we live on.
All islands. Manhattan.
Yeah.
That's another island.
Staten Island is an island, but
Manhattan is an island too, right?
Manhattan is an island,
right.
Yes.
What other islands? Is there three?
Well, Long Island.
Long Island.
Yes, and then I live in Long Beach, so that's an island.
Beach.
A barrier beach, I should say.
Okay, so about three or four beats, islands.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of little channels. But welcome, welcome, Melissa. We're glad to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
How did you get started in what you do?
Well, I have to tell you guys, I'm only 30 years old, so I am a newbie to this, although this is a gift that I've had since I've probably been about 3 years old is the earliest memory that I have of spirit.
Wow.
It was actually, I believe it came from my dad's mom, who is in spirit, and she had an amazing gift, and she was a well-known intuitive in Spain for many years before coming to the U.S., and she had mentioned actually to my parents when I was born that I also shared the gift that she had. So, I it was quite amusing to my parents. I freaked them out quite a few times as a child, telling them who would call before they called and who would pass before they passed. And I've been very, very fortunate in, I've had a wonderful mentor who's really taken my natural ability and kind of pushed me out there and allowed me to reach out to people and help people. And it's through that reward of giving somebody that closure or that one message from spirit that means the world to them that's really motivated me and made me want to share my gift. So I'm very fortunate in that, and I'm very grateful to spirit for allowing me to be the messenger.
Absolutely, and we're fortunate to have you here tonight, and I'm sure all the callers are going to really appreciate getting a free reading from you tonight.
Thank you. How
can people contact you in case they want to book a longer session with you?
I'm actually available two ways. One way is I do have a Facebook page. It's actually called Light as a Feather, and that is www.facebook.com, and it is /melissac.medium, or they can search under Light as a Feather. And then I also have an email address which they can book direct readings through, and that is communicatewithspirit@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thanks for that.
And Mike, can I just ask again, I would love, love, love to connect with the listeners of the show. And I do ask that just so that I can hone in on their individual loved one or question, I do ask that they ask to connect with somebody in particular. It doesn't have to, they don't need to give me the information of the relation, but I do ask that the callers, just so that I can reach as many people as I can in this hour.
Sure, sure. I totally understand that. Do you find, Melissa, you like mediumship? Is that your strong suit? Is that what you enjoy doing, most?
Yes, absolutely. I believe that we all psychics are mediums, but not all. Mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums. So I kind of get the best of both worlds in that way. But I do. I really feel that mediumship is my strongest. I'm artistic by nature, and what I do for a living is actually extremely artistic. So I've kind of learned to hone in more on my visual and my audio more than anything, and I think that's what has led me into being a strong medium rather than a strong psychic. I definitely think that plays a big role in that connection.
Right. When you connect with spirit on the other side, do you actually see that spirit, or do you connect through angels, or how do you connect?
I connect directly to the spirit. It's pretty amazing. Often, depending on how they were when they were on the physical plane, for me, a good friend of mine that passed away in life, she was quite the one to talk. So when she comes through, she's all audio. So I hear very much when she comes through, because in life she was quite the yenta, so we say. So I hear her more, audio than anything else. Also, too, sometimes it takes a lot of energy for a spirit to actually materialize, and that you can actually see them with your physical eyes. So for me, what happens is I see it more in my mind's eye, or I can kind of compare it to your listeners, the way that they see when they dream. It's very much the same image and the same visual as if you were dreaming, but more mentally in my third eye than physically with my eyes. Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Why don't we try a call here and invite people to call in and see where we go from here. That sound okay, Melissa?
Sounds fabulous, Mike.
Okay, great. Thanks for being aboard here with us. And let's go. Our first call is, we invite everybody to call in, 347-884-8245. Let's join in here, go to Bermuda, and this is Erin. Welcome, Erin.
Good evening.
Hi, Erin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. All the way from Bermuda calling in. I appreciate that.
No problem.
So, Erin, was there someone in particular that you wanted to connect with, or did you have a question in particular?
There was one person in particular, actually, a lady called Hilda.
Okay, a lady called Hilda, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second, and let me just connect here with her energy. So, Erin, I feel that Hilda was very much a caretaker in many respects to you. Is that correct?
Pardon?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I feel also, too, that Hilda showed you almost I don't know if she was directly related to you or a grandmother figure, but I feel that maternal love for you, as though she treated you as one of her own?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Was she not, I'm not getting a grandmother or a mother's feeling to this. Very much the love that, I'm sorry?
She was a distant relative, more like a second cousin.
Yes, okay, because I was getting a secondary connection. And this is through your mom's side, correct?
My dad.
Your dad's side, okay. So I feel like also there's also a male figure present for you. I want to say that this is your grandfather, but on your mother's side. Would he be in spirit as well?
My granddad on my dad's side.
Okay. So I feel like he's also stepping forward. I feel like he wants to acknowledge the recent growth that you've had I feel like you're very spiritually connected as well. I feel like you have the ability to heal with your hands. Are you a Reiki healer?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he is showing me very much that you have the ability to heal, but he's showing me hands. I feel like you need to have a little bit more confidence in that ability, because I feel like there's so many more people you can touch. But you can touch with your gift, but you have to have a little bit more confidence in that ability. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's also acknowledging a younger male. Do you have a son?
Yes.
Okay. He's acknowledging that the younger male, your son, he's acknowledging that he had a bit of a struggle in the last year, and he's also encouraging you to do some form of healing with him. Do you do Reiki on your son, or is that something that you've thought about doing?
I have occasionally, but he gets very fidgety, and I can't do it for very long.
Okay.
So I'm sure if I do it, you know, towards bedtime, it'll probably help relax him.
Yes.
I can definitely try and do it then.
Okay. He's also saying, he's acknowledging that your son is going to grow out of this stage. I don't know if he's kind of like preteen, but I feel like he's at that hard age for a boy. And that he's going to grow out of that, and he's going to grow up into he's going to be in the business field. But he's also, does he struggle with expressing himself? Or does he express himself in ways that aren't always appropriate?
He's definitely very expressive. So I would say both are probably, you know, spot on.
Okay, because he's acknowledging that he's extremely expressive. Okay, also, did you have something recently stolen from you?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's acknowledging that something was stolen from you. I feel like it's something physical, not emotional or, you know. And I feel like it's a larger object.
Yeah.
Okay. He feels like, I'm going to be honest with you, I feel like this physical object was taken as a means of protecting you from something that would have occurred had it not been taken. Does that make sense?
It does. I have this feeling about it, about my bike. I had this feeling about it. I had an accident on it. I was quite nervous on it. When it rained, you know, my bike was slide out sometimes, and I had to take my son out on my bike. And
okay.
When it was stolen, I felt like all the events leading up to it, it was, a reason for it.
Okay, so your scooter or your bike was stolen.
Yeah.
That's the object. Okay, thank you. I very much feel that happened, even though I'm sure it was frustrating for you. I feel very confident that happened as a means of protecting you from being injured in the future. He's saying it was a repetitive thing, so I feel like you've been injured on that bike prior to it being stolen.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I feel that Hilda is stepping forward. I feel like that was the message from your grandfather and your dad's side. Hilda is stepping forward with so much love for you, Erin. I almost feel like she was kind of like a second mother in a lot of ways to you. There's very much a connection to cooking. She wants to give you cake. I'll take it. I'll totally take the cake. But She wants to give you like pie and cake and sweets. Is that something that she did for you when she was here?
She, whenever I used to visit my dad, I used to visit her as well. She lived down the road from him. And she would always, you know, give us food and, you know, just anything to try and spoil us. Yeah.
Aww. Because she very much wants to continue to spoil you. Also, she's giving me the feeling that somebody is going to come into your life. I feel like that is going to be significant in helping you and your son grow in the future. It's also going to lessen the burden that you have financially in your current situation. I also feel that there's going to be a change in job. She's making me feel like you're going to either go to a different office or a different location. But she wants you to pursue the healing because I feel like that's your purpose. And she's very, very like almost stepping and putting her foot down and being stern about you continuing on with the healing aspect because that makes you feel purposeful and that is your purpose. But again, with the confidence, she's saying that she's giving you all the love and all the support from the spirit realm for you to be able to step fully into your gift of healing. Do you understand that?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Erin. Thank you for allowing me to read for you.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
You're welcome. Have a good night. You too.
All right. Thanks for your call there, all the way from Bermuda. Beautiful call. Beautiful reading there, Melissa.
Thank you, Michael.
You really go in depth and really help them out. That's really, really great. I know you got some fans in the chat room, some friends of yours, so.
Uh-oh.
Hello to them and welcome.
Hi, guys.
In here. Yeah, they're all saying hi to you and how amazing you are.
Aww.
So.
Thank you. I love
that.
Them all for their support.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Great to have you here. Okay, well, beautiful. Let's continue on. And a lot of people calling in. We invite everybody to call in. Free readings. All you got to do is dial in the number, 347-884-8245. Call in early so we can get you in. So many people call in the last couple of minutes, and we just can't work you in. So call in early. Let's go out to Los Angeles and bring in Sarah. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
Sarah. Hi, I'm so enjoying the show. I was loving listening to the last reading. It was beautiful.
Oh, thank you, love. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was really lovely. I'm excited to be speaking with you. So thank you so much for taking my call. I'm interested in love, of course. It's my perpetual thing. And I'm feeling like my grandmother or my parents, everyone's passed, and feel like they have a plan for me with love, and maybe they have a message for me.
Yes,
and
very
Yeah, there's one man specifically. I met him last summer, and I don't know if I should just let go of it because we're out of communication. But
Sarah, I'm gonna.
What is their plan?
Sarah, I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop you just because I don't want you to give me too much information. I am absolutely gonna start with the gentleman that the communication has kind of ceased or slowed down. I do feel, and I'm very much gonna shoot from the hip here, but and please don't be insulted. But I feel like that communication, it's a positive thing that distance has been created.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I have an older gentleman here who's stepping in. There's a connection to. I don't know if he smoked or. But there's almost a connection to like a cigar or the smell of smoke. I see. I'm sorry?
I don't know. It doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay.
My mom smoked, so the smoke could be around him. If it was my father, it could be.
Yeah, okay, because it's a connection to, did she smoke in the home?
Yeah, when before she quit, yeah, for 20 years. Yeah.
Okay, because she's laughing about how she smoked in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that anybody was a fan of it, but she anyway. She's quite entertaining. Her energy is very fat. Like, she's got a kind of a very, I appreciate a good sense of humor, and I feel like she's kind of sarcastic slightly, and her energy is very funny. I love it. It's awesome. Yes, it's awesome. She's saying that they may not have always seen eye to eye on the earth plane, but they see eye to eye now. And I don't know if you questioned if they were together in spirit, but...
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay, so she's saying that my daughter questioned if we were together in spirit, and we are.
Yeah. Okay, good.
She's saying it's very important that you know that they are together in spirit. She's saying that they both send you love equally. Were you in a relationship for a fairly good amount of time that you felt like you invested a lot in that didn't turn out as you anticipated?
Yes, it ended in June. It was 2 years.
Okay, because I feel like you invested a lot. Thank you. She gave me two. I'm sorry, it was 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying that she... Okay, thank you. She's saying that there was many lessons and extremely valuable lessons that you gained out of that relationship. And she wants you to be in a relationship where the person, and I'm just a messenger, but she wants you to be in a relationship with a person who loves you more than they than you love them. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, because she's saying it's extremely important that they love you more than you love them.
Okay.
Because she's saying that you've never had a relationship where there's been an equal sharing of energy. Yeah. It's always been you going out of your way for them, or you sacrificing yourself for them.
Yes.
She's also saying it's important that you take this time now to apply all the lessons that you've learned in that relationship and give yourself the love that you deserve.
Done. Perfect.
Okay. Do you journal? Do you write?
I'm just starting to blog about this, and I'm creating something called My Stupid Boyfriend, and it's because of my ex-boyfriend and all the, and it's basically, it's not bashing him, it's just the lessons that I went through, the things that I went through,
perfect.
And I learned from, and I'm going to create a business out of it.
Perfect. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I have to tell you, Sarah, that this is going to be extremely successful.
Okay, thank you. I accept.
And they want you to know that they have your back, literally, in this endeavor. And that you have to jump in, stop doubting again. She almost wants you, she's giving me writing without thinking. So to me, that's a sign for not overanalyzing what you write. I almost feel like you just need to write it, and what it is, it is.
Okay.
Don't reread it. Because you know what? You being that raw emotion and you expressing that, it has that ripple effect. She's giving me that ripple effect of water. So I feel like you're going to take that lesson or those lessons from that relationship, create this beautiful, put them together and create this beautiful thing out of something that was heartbreaking. And she's saying that's the gift. And that's going to heal, Sarah. That has a very strong healing effect. because the energy that you're going to put into that blog is going to release the energy and the negative attachments and associations from the relationship. It's going to be your form of healing.
Okay, good. So it's the perfect way to end it. Then.
Yes.
End it forever. Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
So it's going to give
you
closure.
And maybe I can help others. Okay.
Yes, exactly. It's going to in turn help others dealing with the same thing. And she's saying that she's sorry that you had to go through those lessons the hard way to get to where you are, but she's making me feel like you don't learn it unless you learn it the hard way.
Mother knows best.
Because she's saying, and forgive me, Dad, but she's saying you can be quite stubborn.
Oh, totally. She knows, well, she's my mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure
my mom says the same about me.
She and I were exactly alike. So I totally understand what she's saying. But she was always right. And, you know, she would say, you know, you'll see. One day you'll see. And it's true. She was always right.
And I have to tell you, she's giving me the visual of pointing her finger kind of at you and saying, Mother knows best.
Mm-hmm. That's so
great.
I
want to share with you that by releasing all of that energy into this blog and this taking off and helping other people is going to mm-hmm. open room and open the door for somebody to mm-hmm. come in
okay.
who's going to appreciate you for you.
Okay.
And it's going to allow for that equal sharing of energy in a relationship. She's saying it's going to be a healthy relationship.
Amen. I'm so excited about that. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome. And I wish
yeah.
you well, and I will read your blog.
Thank you. My stupid, stupid
Absolutely.
Boyfriend on Facebook. I just started it last week, and I've only got a few entries, but got to start somewhere. But I've joined these amazing female blogger groups. I'm going to give a shout-out to my ladies on Generation Fabulous. They're my 102 new sisters. I'm so
Fabulous.
Fortunate. Join with these ladies. I'm telling you, it's the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. So
Fabulous.
Miss
Sarah, keep that intention and create an affirmation for yourself. You know, stay on that track. Don't deter from that because that's something that's extremely important, and it's something that's going to heal not only you but heal others.
Okay. Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Okay.
So I'm going to leave you with that, and I wish you well, and I know that this is going to be something that's going to be a success for you.
Great. Thank you so much, Melissa. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're very
All right,
welcome.
Have a wonderful evening. Blessings
you too.
To you.
And keep writing.
Michael
Get Sager. Writing.
Okay. I will. I'll do it. I promise.
Thanks so much.
All righty.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care, Sarah. Thanks for calling in. Melissa, why don't you give out your contact information how people can reach you the best?
Absolutely. I'm reachable at both. Email is communicatewithspirit@gmail.com. And my Facebook, they can search it two ways. They can search it as Light as a Feather. And the image that'll pop up is it's almost a blue image of a sky and a single feather, because there's a couple of websites with the same name. Or they can directly type in, they can go to www.facebook.com, and it's a /melissac.medium.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And we'll give that information out a little later on throughout the show. Let's go next to West Virginia and Jeanette, I believe. Welcome.
Hello. I'm anxious to talk to Melissa.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Jeanette,
okay.
Uh-huh.
How you doing,
yeah.
Jeanette?
Pretty good. I'm excited. I've been waiting a long time to be able to talk to someone.
Okay. And
it's about my dad.
Okay.
I didn't know how much.
No, that's good. That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. Just give me a second here. Let me connect with his energy. Okay, Jeanette. So, I am instantly drawn to the image of, you know, those button-down plaid shirts?
Uh-huh.
Like almost a thermal winter type, but it's a button-down, but it's a thermal. I can't think of the material, but it's plaid, it's button-down, and he's giving me the image of overalls. To me, sometimes that is literally something they enjoyed wearing, or it has a connection to being good with their hands or farming.
Yes.
So I don't know if your dad was into farming or gardening, or he used.
He never did farm, but that's the kind of shirts that he would wear.
Okay. So for me, then, the connection, that's just their way of letting, you know, both of us know that we're in the right energy. So thank you for that validation. And again, he's giving me hands. So to me, he's very handy, literally, or he works like physical labor. Does that resonate? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Jeanette, he's apologizing. Okay, thank you. He's apologizing to you. And he's calling you his baby girl. And he's saying that he's so sorry that you had to be home to hear from him. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. He said, my baby girl has been waiting forever to talk to me. But I feel, Jeanette, that you talk to him anyway. Like you talk out loud or you talk in his head, on in your head. He's saying, please tell her I hear everything she says. And he's thanking you for talking to him and still acknowledging him and still asking his advice on things. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's exactly how it's been.
Okay. I also feel that recently, I'm going to place it, I'm not very good with placing time, but I want to almost put this in a time frame of the last couple of years. I feel like something's happened in your life that's kind of rocked your world or shaken your world. And he's sorry that he couldn't be there to support you through it. Also, he's acknowledging that there was some form of celebration. Does the number 5 connect to you in any way?
No.
It can be a month, an address, the amount of kids. He's giving me the number 5. I want you to remember that, Jeanette, because I feel like this is going to be a way of him coming through, because I feel like you ask him for signs or you ask him for something to let you know that he's around. I feel like you're going to look at, okay, thank you. I feel like you're going to look at the clock and you're going to always see a 5, or it may be in the most, you may be in the grocery store and look up and the aisle that you happen to be in is aisle 5, because he's giving me a very strong connection to signs and the number 5. So he wants you to know that when you see that number, that's his way of coming through and validating to you that he's with you. He said, my baby girl asks me for signs, asks me to show her that I'm around.
That's true. I am.
Okay. Now, Jeanette, do you have an animal that crossed?
Yes.
Okay, because he wants to acknowledge that he has the animal. And he's taking care of the animal on the other side.
Oh, my gosh.
he's acknowledging that this, I don't know if this animal
was little dog.
I'm sorry?
I had a little dog that passed away.
Okay.
That I was real close to.
Okay. Because he's acknowledging that he has the dog. And he wants you to know that the dog is okay. Do you have some form of memorial or some kind of something you placed on his gravestone?
Yes.
Okay, because he's thanking you for the item that was placed on his gravesite. And he's acknowledging that he saw that you put it there. Also, is there a connection to the American flag or some form of military or patriotism connection? Was he very...
No. He was never in the service.
Okay. Was your grandfather?
No, it was my dad.
No, I know, but was somebody connected to you in the service or the Navy or the military?
Yes.
Okay, because he wants to acknowledge that the man who is in the military is also with him.
Oh.
Do you understand that?
I think it might be his father.
Okay, that's what I was saying. I felt like it was your grandfather. He's with him as well. Also, Jeanette, do you connect to horses, or is there some form of connection to horses? Because he's giving me the image of a horse.
We used to have one.
Okay. Because he wants you to remember the memories. Okay, thank you. One of his fondest memories is being around you, but it's connecting to this horse. And he's saying that he very much loved to watch the interaction and. He's giving me the mental picture of this horse and almost you, you know, kind of either riding it or taking care of it or giving it an apple or a carrot. It's some form of giving this horse, like, something that's a human food. But that's the image that he's giving me. But he very much wants you to know that that's something that will always be in his heart. Is that memory. Also, Jeanette, I feel like, are you considering moving, or did you move?
No, not recently.
Okay, in the last 5 years?
No.
Are you thinking of moving?
No, not really.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
I don't want to interrupt, but I know there's one more caller that's desperate to get through to you tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Jeanette, it's important that I just leave you with his love and keep talking to him because it's very important to him to keep that connection with you. But he's saying, please send my love to my baby girl. So know that he's with you, Jeanette.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, good night. Okay, is this Diane? Is this where we're going, Sandra?
Yeah, Diane from Washington.
Okay, Diane.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hey, Diane.
I love your show. I love you.
Hi,
Thank
Diane.
You. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm afraid.
Why? Don't be afraid. What do you have
fear? I have fear because I didn't know until I got a counselor and an attorney that I was in an emotional abuse relationship. And now this family is so troubled is lashing back at me and accusing me of something I didn't do.
Okay.
I don't know how to protect myself.
Okay, Cyan, the first thing that I feel for you is you need to do something for you. That's the first thing I'm getting. And I feel like you need to stand firm in your truth. You know that you didn't do this, what you're being accused of.
Yes.
You need to stand firm in this. Is your mother in spirit?
Am I what?
Your mother?
Oh, my mom and dad are both deceased.
Okay.
I miss
your
them
mother,
so much.
Your mother's coming through. Your mother wants you to know, Diane, that you need to be strong in this. She's saying that she knows you did not do this. She's saying, why are you doubting yourself? And why would you... Okay, thank you. She wants to give you love, but she wants to give you tough love. She's very much set on giving you the love and support, but she wants to almost give you that tough love is the best way I can put it. Because
my
mother
was a very strong lady, Winnie. Her name was Winnie Ann. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the connection because she is showing me Winnie the Pooh. So she said she knew you would laugh. She's saying that it's extremely important because you weren't raised to fear. Does that make sense to you?
No, I wasn't raised to what?
To be somebody, you know, to live in fear.
Right.
You were raised to be a strong woman.
Yes.
And she's saying that by no means, Diane, do I want you to feel that she's disappointed in you, but she's saying that you need to stand firm in your truth.
How come she's disappointed in me?
No, I'm not saying she's disappointed.
Oh.
But she's trying to relay the message strongly that you need to stand in your truth.
Okay. I'm just saying I am a really good person. I'm not a bad person.
But this is what Diane, it's important that you believe that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to reaffirm that. Because if you continue to allow this to take over your life, this fear, I feel like it's become something that's affected every aspect of your life at this point.
Yes, it has.
And it needs to be something that you need to stop, the fear. Because the fear is going to put out the energy.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes.
I feel like you know better.
Yes.
She's giving me the impression that you know better.
That's my mom to say
you
know better.
Yeah. That's literally what she's saying. She's saying that you know better. She's saying that all you can do is stay firm and true to who you are. She's saying that you cannot allow the actions of others to affect your perception of yourself. Because I feel like this, whatever occurred, is affecting and making you question who you really are.
Right. Yes.
And
that's true.
And she wants you to remember who you are. Also, I feel like, Diane, you need to take this step and be proactive in preventing this from getting further. She's saying to me that you'll know what I mean. I don't need to say it. You know what I mean. So whatever those actions are that are preventing, you know, that's going to prevent this from becoming a bigger issue than what it currently is, you need to take those steps.
Okay. think one of those steps is finding a different attorney who will who will protect me. And I've been doing a lot of the work myself because I'm just got my associate of paralegal studies. And,
she said she just said, Diane, that it's okay to ask for help. She wants you, she's affirming that it's okay to ask for help. She's also saying that there is a teacher or a professor that you made a strong connection with who's going to assist you in this
future. This teacher is retired, and we are losing our home probably to a short sale, and this teacher is retired, and her mother's home is available at Point by Point Defiance, and I would be able to live there.
Yes. Because that's what she's showing me.
By taking care of her mother.
Yes.
Taking care of my retired teacher's mother.
Yes, because Diane, this is very important, and there's a reason that this woman was put into your life. And your mother's
Karen,
saying that it's...
Her name's Karen.
Okay. There's a reason that Karen was put into your life, because you're going to need to make that sacrifice in order to be where you need to be. Do you understand that?
Yes, because it'll be a safe place, and I don't feel safe in my home anymore.
Okay.
Because my son is against me. He's been groomed by my husband.
She's saying that she's given me brainwashed. So I feel like
that's my mom.
That's the word.
Brainwashed by Joan.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I've never had this kind of. This is amazing because my mother. She loves my son, Justin, so much. She lived 4 years with congestive heart failure to be near Justin. She loved him so much. And Justin's a wonderful son. He has a wonderful career. You know, he's in his second year of college, WSU. But, I mean, that family is so... mentally disturbed, and they're trying to take me down.
And she's saying that the only person who can allow that to happen, Diane, is you. That's
correct.
That's her message. And she's saying
I've never had a message from my mother right before, and I just love it.
She's thanking me.
Is she?
Yes, she's thanking me for giving this. She said, thank you for giving this to my daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's my mom.
Okay, Diane, what you need to do is you need to take this, you need to separate yourself from this situation. I'm going to tell you that I feel very positive in you needing to be moved or removing yourself from the situation. Because you're only going to continue this cycle, and you're never going to rise above it. She's saying you have so much more to offer, that the only person who is stifling you is you.
Right.
So I'm going to give you that little push out the door, so to speak.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you to take that step and take that offer that your teacher is offering you. And I feel like you need to also sit back, Diane, and forgive yourself for allowing. You're welcome. You need to forgive yourself for allowing yourself to treat yourself the way that you currently are.
Okay.
She's saying to stop beating yourself up. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Oh, I've always been that way too.
And
part of myself.
Yeah, she's saying that, you know, she's going to support you as much as you can, but at the end of the day, it's you who needs to take the steps. But she's saying that it's important you know that she will always be behind you. And she will always continue to give you support, and she will always continue to give you her love. But she needs you to take the step physically.
I was told the other day by my garden front lady, she said you can be the victor or the victim.
Correct.
The victor or the victim.
Exactly.
So,
and
my mom was near genius. She was, you know, there's a lot of Indian in our family, and so she's a very, very wise woman. A very wise woman.
And I feel like you know what you need to do. Now you just need to do it.
Okay. I feel, you know, I'm one of those people, I feel bad to hurt somebody else's feelings, so I feel bad to not keep my attorney, because she was highly recommended by a paralegal friend. But for some reason, I don't think she has the time, or I don't know what the deal is.
Diane, I have to tell you, you need to go with your gut. Your gut will never let you down. It will never steer you wrong. You need to go with your gut. And if that's something that you feel in your gut that you need to do in order to progress, then you need to do it.
Okay. Well, because I think I'm going to feel a lot happier and a lot safer when I'm not living here in this house that has so many memories of where, you know, my son grew up in.
Yeah.
And the fact that they keep coming when they're not supposed to and getting things. And so,
you need to remove yourself, Diane, from that situation and that energy, because that energy is going to do nothing but bring you down.
Yes. Yes. That is so true. That is so wonderful hearing from my mother tonight. I haven't heard from her.
I'm glad I was able to connect you.
Oh, that was just beautiful. I thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's my honor. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay,
take
care,
Diane.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, God bless you. Take care, okay?
God bless you, Michael.
Good night, Diane.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful reading there, Melissa. Thanks so much for
helping her. And you know what? Michael, can we just take a second, and all the listeners out there, just I ask you guys to all just take a second and send love to Diane.
Yeah.
And just support and, you know, just open your heart and just keep Diane, even if you keep her name in your mind, just send Diane love. And we support her, and we send her love and support that she'll take the steps necessary. But thank you.
Yes,
thank you, guys.
Thank you, Melissa. Melissa, as we got to wrap up here, we went a little bit over since we didn't have a show after this. We can do that. Can you give out your contact info again one more time?
Absolutely. So you guys can reach me at via email, and it's communicatewithspirit@gmail.com. And then you guys can also reach me on Facebook, and that is my actual Facebook page name is Light as a Feather. Or you can go on to Facebook.com, and the web address would be Facebook.com/Melissa. The initial C, dot medium.
Okay.
Beautiful. And we've got Jules
Thanks
posting so. Them in the chat room, too, for you,
Thank
Melissa.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. Great show, Melissa. And you're on every Thursday, so we look forward to it each week. So great show. You have a great week, Melissa, and we'll see you
Thank
back
you
here
guys.
Next week.
Thank
nice
you, guys.
Thank
you, all the listeners. You, too. Good
see
night,
you
guys.
Night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, and that's Melissa C. from New York City.
Well, another fantastic show tonight.
Yeah, that wraps up what a week, huh? 14 hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
5 days.
Quite a bit going on this week.
Normally it's like an hour a day, you know, per show. It'd be like 5 hours, but We did 14. That was amazing, especially Monday. We started off with a bang. Monday
we still have to, you know, we've got to get shirts printed up for Monday.
Yeah. I am thinking of something, of doing something similar to that. I think I'm going to announce it for the Michelle White Dove show. So
okay.
I'll let you know, Sandra, before we get there. But I'm kind of thinking of, thanks, Jenny, for posting there. But if you can, please donate. Didn't have any donators all 3 hours. Maybe someone will pop in overnight. And, you know, I just hate to make any of our shows, but we'll have to if we don't get any donations. You know, have to make some shows donation only until we can collect enough funds, because I hate to do that. I wish people freely would just, you know, donate so we wouldn't have to say the only way you can get in tonight is donate. But sometimes they push you to that.
It's the end of
the
month.
Will.
We got to make our quota.
Well, talk doesn't take love and light to pay the bill.
No, unfortunately.
They just shut me down. When they did that like a month ago, I was actually shut down for like an hour.
No way.
Overnight. I looked at my account, and it says you can sign up for 30-minute shows. That's all.
Wow.
Because we didn't get enough money in, and so I had to go in, you know, my family's reserve and dig out the money.
Yeesh.
Which I can't do that. I mean, but anyway, I don't know. We'll see what we do starting Sunday with Greg King show.
Well, there you go. Let's look for the next day, right?
Yeah. So, okay. Well, we'll all be back here tomorrow night. Big show at 9 o'clock Eastern. We'll start an hour later.
Okay.
Give everybody a chance to get here. And
we're kind of keeping it open for tomorrow, right, as far as timing goes?
Yeah, I'm thinking an hour or 90 minutes probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Saturday we're
off.
We're resting?
Yeah, one day off and then way back Sunday.
Okay. And then Greg usually comes on at 9, correct? Or is
it
8?
I think we'll... I got to look and see. 9 or 8, one of the two.
Yeah, I think it's 9.
I'll let you know. Yeah, it varies depending if we have any guests after him. So.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll keep looking on there for us just in case.
I'll text you. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. So.
Yes. I just want to thank everyone who came tonight, supporting us by listening, and Jules for posting all the links tonight, and Jenny.
Yes, thanks, Jules and Jenny and Diane from Canada. That's still here.
Yeah,
and,
Tom.
He made it back from the little boys' room. We appreciate that.
The boys' room. Sweet Rider.
And Mar, Sweet Rider. Rita pops in the last minute here. Welcome,
hey,
Rita. As we're leaving out the door, gets all the shows and archives, of course. So.
Or catch us tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clocker. All right.
Go eat your spuds. It's not spuds again tonight, is it? I hope it's something different. You got to shake it up.
It's pizza.
All right, pizza. Thank God. You got to shake it up. Have something different, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. I think I need my music to leave with. I can
definitely
just hit it myself now.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, let me get your music.
I don't have music yet. there you go.
I was going to pick something.
Goodbye. We'll see you later. Or see if anything. Good night, Sandra.
Good night.
Off she goes. Of course, she can re-hit the button now. Anyway, I got to take off, so everybody have a great night. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow.